Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth. We welcome you once again to Radio Biafra Morning Offering. This is our AM edition of the broadcast of the 26th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is 4 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, where I come from. It is 7 a.m. here in the United Kingdom, wherever you are. It is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. Therefore, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, for our brethren, our beloved Biafrans on the western fringes of the world, along the Azics of Canada, of USA, of Mexico, coming down to Venezuela, those of you in Brazil, those of you in Argentina, the ones in Jamaica, the Biafrans in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in the Cayman Islands, the Biafrans in Hawaii. If you're awake listening to us, we welcome you. If you're listening to us from your place of work, you are at home, you are on your way to work, you have woken up, it is your afternoon, it just does not matter. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you with open arms. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your support. The support you give to us, those of you we can mention their names and those we cannot mention their names, all the support that you give to us is highly appreciated, and because of you, we remain on air. Because of you, we continue the work that we are doing, and because of you, and also by the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, whom we call upon every day, Biafra is going to come. It is my duty to welcome you, but it is also your duty to welcome other people as well. Therefore, you must go forward, you must go forth to ask those around you, your friends, your family, your relatives, your neighbors, tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Ask them to please go and be part of what we are doing. Ask them to go and listen to us. Let people know that we are on satellite. They must know that Radio Biafra is also reachable or can be listened to via the internet portal. Let them know that if they go to www.radiobiafra.co, they will be able to get us. Let them also know that if they go to TuneIn, if they download TuneIn app, if somebody wants you to help them listen to Radio Biafra, if they are looking for ways and means to listen to Radio Biafra, please do not fail to let them understand that they can go to www.radiobiafra.co. If they go there, they will be able to find us. If they also go to www.biafrarestoration.com, we are there. If they go to www.ipob.org, we are there. We are also on peopleofbiafra.org. We are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org as well. Therefore, we welcome you, irrespective of where you are, that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please let those around you understand this. Let them know how important it is that we must come together and forge ahead as one impregnable, one indivisible family, going to get what rightfully belongs to them. And that thing is the absolute uncompromising restoration of the total sovereignty of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth called Biafra. That is why we are here. And if you give us an opportunity to broadcast for 24 hours, the only thing we will talk about is Biafra until it comes. We have been denied that privilege for nearly 50 years. Here we are bringing it back to life. Here we are resurrecting it. That ultimately, all honor and glory may go to God and not to man. We don't accept any thanks for what we are doing. We don't accept any praise for what we are doing for our country. We are serving our country. There is nothing to thank us about. We are doing the work we are meant to do. The person we need to thank is Chukwu Abiama in heaven for making it possible that we should come. Therefore, every praise, every adoration, everything that we are today, everything that we were before we came to where we are today, everything that we are likely to become in the future, culminating in a free and independent sovereign Biafra land, we offer in absolute unremitting submission to the will of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama. He accepts our praise, our thanks, our offering of gratitude. We uplift his holy and mighty name. We call him God because he is Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, that he may come down to abide with us from now every day of our lives up to the atonement and beyond until his kingdom comes on this very earth. That is why we are here. And Chukwu Abiama must accept our praise. Therefore, if you are not already aware of it, please know that we have our days of atonement starting from PM, starting from 4 PM on the 3rd of October. I have done the same thing. I have placed it on my Facebook. It is my cover picture. I have posted it on every platform I think I can get my hands on. I do these things myself. As you see here, we get our hands dirty. We don't believe in having a certificate and saying we are one thing or the other without getting our hands dirty, without doing the work. I do most of my work myself. When it becomes impossible or too cluttered, I delegate. That is why we are so busy most of the time. Therefore, if I've been unable to respond to your email, please do bear with me. We are letting everybody know that our days of atonement is the evening of the third and the fourth day of October. As we hand over everything we are doing officially worldwide, the same way we remembered our fallen heroes, so shall we offer this very project of ours to the bosom of Chukwu Abiama, that he may come and be with us, and then there will be no excuse if Biafra doesn't come. Once we have come together to offer Biafra to Chukwu Abiama, that is the end of it. Lock, stock, and barrel. We have now gone into a phase from where retreat is almost impossible, both physically and spiritually. Before we say we cannot retreat, we can't surrender. Yes, in the physical. But now we are locking the powers of heaven also into that very creed, into that very oath and undertaking, that there will be no retreat and no surrender after the third, after the atonement. Then you see what will happen. This very movement of ours will take off in a phenomenal way. That is why our faith, our belief, our trust in the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama must continue. We cannot waver because he is the only one that we have. While enemies gather around us, whilst we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for he is with us. Chukwu Abiama is with us, and we are going to triumph. We are going to prevail. This Biafra will come as long as we are incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, which we are. As long as we go forth to proclaim this very good news, this gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth without compromise, without fear, without any favor, once we stick to it, once we manifest the goodness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, there is no other Biafra will not come, because it will come. Chukwu Abiama is God. People may wonder, oh, some people, they make me laugh. Why do you bring in religion into this? Why this? And I said, because show me a family that you have in Biafra land that doesn't praise God by the name they give their children. How many villages or towns do you have called Umuchukwu, the children of God? How many places on this earth? The essence, the reason why we exist is to worship God. We may have fallen short of his glory, no doubt about that. But we cannot forget our original definition. When every race is created, they are given a definition. When Hausa, Fulani were created, it is their duty to carry cattle from one place to the other. Our job is to worship God. And we must do so. We have to do so. In any way that we wish to do it. Chukwu Abiama must be praised. Most of you don't know who you are. Most of you don't understand where you're coming from or where you're going. That is why we keep perambulating. That is why we keep running away from home. How many men have left their father's compound to go abroad to look for greener pastures? Have we found those greener pastures? The answer is no. How many of us left home to come abroad? When things happen back home, we can't even go back home. In what other way are you being told or are you being taught a lesson that things are not well? You need to rectify it. You need to correct it. And how to correct it is by looking for what your problem is. Our problem is very simple. We have abandoned Chukwu Abiama. That's all. The worship of God, the Almighty God in heaven in truth and honesty. That's all. And he in turn abandoned us. What do you expect? You abandon your ways of life, ancient. I mean the ways of life before 200 years ago, before the slavery at Arochukwu, before the Osu caste system, before the idolatrous existence of our people, before all the other fetish things that we used to do. Before then, we are holy people dedicated to the service of God in heaven. The children of the light, wherever we go to, we bring light into that very place. We abandoned it to start performing rituals that are alien to us. And Chukwu Abiama rightfully abandoned us. Now we have rediscovered him in truth and honesty, pledging and vowing. And the vow we have taken is one that cannot ever be undone. That Chukwu Abiama is God. Even if heaven is falling down, Chukwu Abiama is God. And that is how Biafra is going to come. You just watch and see. We welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you. As soon as the very eminent barrister, attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is up and willing to join us, I will then be able to also welcome him as well, wherever you are. This is your radio station. You must get your pen and paper at the ready. And please make sure that you write down these telephone numbers and these contacts as to how you can get hold of us. First of all, the one of the numbers is +44208133996. I repeat, +44208133996. The other one is +44783130836. Very, very important, please, that you not only appreciate and write down these numbers, but that you keep them safe with you. 0044208133996. That is our universal number. Wherever we are, we use it. And also our Skype lines. When our lines open, you can call us on Skype. Our Skype lines are working perfectly fine, perfectly well. Radio Biafra, all one word. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. And also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1 is what we are using for the moment. Very soon, as we continue to decongest our lines, we shall also introduce Radio Biafra 2 as well, which we have already. We welcome you wherever you are. Welcome other people as well. Tell them where to go to, that we are on satellite. Tell them that regardless of the decoder they have, including DSTV, we can tune it at home and you get Radio Biafra on it. We are on Darsat. Ask people. I prefer those that go out and look for Radio Biafra on their own and find it. Like our brother that rang from Atlanta in Georgia last night saying, I don't know what I was thinking. I just went to Google and I just typed in Radio Biafra and here I am now listening. And he is going to be a part of the family in Atlanta metro area under the able coordinatorship and leadership of Uchenna Nnaji, who is one of us, and have remained with us. We are going ahead, not stopping. We cannot stop. As Vince Nwoke would have commented, we cannot stop. There is no stopping us. Anybody thinking we are going to stop, you are in dreamland. It can never work. We are marching ahead. Everything that we are in life, we bring into the spirit. The pursuit of Biafra restoration is a spiritual enterprise. It is a spiritual project. Unless you are ordained to serve your country in truth and honesty, you cannot do it. Those that challenged us, they have found to their own, amazement, that there is no way you can compete with truth. Eziokwu, you can't compete with it. They should dissolve, as I've always told them. Dissolve all that you have. Come and join the indigenous people of Biafra. We are in over 88 countries of the world and counting. Soldiers are joining us. Police people are joining us. Civil servants are joining us in the zoo. Everybody wants to be a part of what we are doing. That is why we are relentless. We don't stop. We said every morning and every evening, and we come to you. It is hard work, yes. I hardly sleep, that is true. Uche Mefo has no rest, that is true. Barrister is juggling between his full, I won't call it full time, more than full time work as a barrister, and also finding time to broadcast. Carol Monde is part of us working very, very hard, despite nursing ill health now for a very, very long time. She still finds time to do the work for Biafra. Our dear sister Brechukwuanye Bwoku is at home, heading that very front, left everything that she's doing to go and serve her country. All the other principal officers, our head of the directorate, and also our COC, people are working very hard in their own respective ways how they can to ensure that we move forward. Where somebody is falling short, please try and help them out. If there is anything I am not doing right, I expect you to help me out. You may criticize me, you may be critical of what I'm saying, but also try to advise, try to offer words of opinion and encouragement. I expect that to be extended to each and every principal officer of state. Because nobody on this earth knows everything. If we have that attitude in mind, there is no way we cannot get Biafra and build it as a very wonderful, beautiful nation. Anything I do not know, you teach me. What you don't know, I will be able to bring to your knowledge and to your notice as well. The same thing you should do with our head of Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu. You must do the same thing with our COC, Uchenna Onyema. Very, very important. All our continental reps, from Unlebetim to Edoziem to Engineer Clifford Iranya of the continent of America and South America. You must be able to help them. Emmanuel Otusoro, who looks after Middle East for us. Everybody, wherever you are, you must make sure you support those. Even when we used to, as a child, I used to be taken to English church, called Anglican churches. Anglican means English. It doesn't mean anything else. It means you're attending the church of English people. When I used to attend the English way of doing their own religion in the Anglican church, they used to say, pray for the queen and all those in power. I never quite understood what that meant, even as a child. Now I know why. Because the burden is too much. The work is too much. You must pray for those who are in charge of coordinating us all over the world. You must pray for those who are in charge of making sure that this project is going forward. Therefore, I am thankful to all of you that offer praise and prayer every day to Almighty God to keep us safe. Those of you praying for us, we also pray for you and ask that your prayers will bear fruit, that this same thing that we are pursuing will come to fruition in less than no time. I must welcome you wherever you are. I must once again remind you that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Sometimes we replay our broadcasts in the afternoon before the evening broadcast. And because we say we are live, most people think that we are live. No, we are not. The only way you will know if we are live is if the time we are mentioning is exactly, it matches the time or close enough to where you are. The time now in London is 23 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning, which means it is 23 minutes past the top of the hour wherever you are. Depending on your time zone, the time will always be 23 minutes past. If the time is not exactly 23 minutes past the hour where you are, then you know it is a recorded broadcast or the podcast which we are replaying. That is how you're going to know. Please, we don't want people to be confused. Radio Biafra will come live every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning, Biafra land time, and 7 p.m. in the evening, Biafra land time. Anytime it is in Biafra, 7 a.m. or 7 p.m., that is exactly when we come live on air, which we are now, because the time is 24 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. We welcome you wherever you are. We ask you to please tell people that we are a satellite broadcaster. We are on satellite. One of the finest of its kind. Many satellites in outer space is carrying our voice this very morning. Carrying our voice to the ends of the earth. People in Africa are listening. People in Africa are following what we are doing via satellite. Those of them at the police training college, those of them at the police barracks that contacted us yesterday and saying they're listening in group, they are listening via satellite. Those of you in Owerri, in Okigwe, those of you in Omuahia, those in Aba, those of you at Enugu, Onitsha, Oka, Nnewi, all over the place, people are listening to us via satellite. And very soon, you will be able to listen to us via transistor radio as well, because we are very serious, we are resolute, we are determined, we are unstoppable, and we are Radio Biafra, for goodness sake, forming part of this very family, this indomitable family worldwide known as the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, registered at the United Nations. Most of you did not know that Owazurike did not even go to UN when he was lying to you that he did. He never went there. Where is the proof? Indigenous People of Biafra is the only group answering to Biafra, boldly answering to Biafra at the United Nations. We went there and we said to them, we are Biafrans. Not a group, a human rights group representing Biafrans. That is bunkum. No human rights fights for your freedom. They are beginning to debate. That's why they are running away from me. They say they want peace. They send people from the back to come and plead with me. Let us unite and do peace. Unite with six people. Do you know how many we are all over the world? To unite with six, they are ganged up together. People that is being fueled by envy and jealousy. We should meet up with them. The door is open for people to come and join, if they want to join. Do you know how many we are? Do you know what we can do? Do you know that I have places, if I want to tour countries and visit them, my diary is full from now till next year. Who are these people? What am I seeing? Six people only. No, we cannot do things that way. If they want to join us, if people, ordinary members from them, or four or five of them, want to come and join, they are welcome to do so. But they must go to their local area and join from there, and then walk their way up, not to come and sit down and discuss, so that we will open up the doors of the funding for Biafra. So you can go and tell APC, Boko Haram, to undermine what we are doing. They must be mad. They must be out of their minds. It's not possible. This is Radio Biafra. Tell me we are in the world that a country that their freedom is being fought for by a human rights group. Do you reason at all? A human rights group going to fight for your freedom. Are you daft? We have turned into a country of Amnesty International and Article 21 or whatever, Article 19. A country of... we're not learned enough or patriotic enough to go and fight for our country, that we have to delegate the work to a useless group of imbecile, retarded people claiming they are lawyers. And then I'm here. I didn't read law, but I know law more than they do. If you want to get your country's freedom, you go and do it yourself. You don't subcontract it to anybody. Let them meet me in a debate. Yes, I will see them, but in a live televised debate. We'll bring our equipment, live and televised, that the world may know. They will tell me the country that subcontracted their freedom to a group, a bunch of retards. Which country did that before? The Namahiene freedom fighting. They don't know that we read before we came to the freedom. You think we just jumped up one morning and said, oh, Biafra, Biafra. For 19 years now, I have been reading and studying Biafra and nothing more, nothing less. If you want to get your freedom, you go and do it yourself. You don't subcontract it to anybody else. You do it on your own. That is why we went to UN. Is Masop at the UN? The answer is no. Go to UN register, you will see there is no Masop there. We are the only people answering to Biafra. Others are answering pseudonyms. Not their proper name. They are acronyms. We went there, we said we are the indigenous people of Biafra. That is who we are. And our name was registered in the UN. And we attended the meeting. Which group can stand up and say they have been to a UN meeting before? Which group is that? Let them stand up and tell us. Then we unite with them. Then we are there, perambulating, running round and round and round and round in circles. And we did all the hard work. And now they are coming out. We want to come and join you and unite with Onye. After gossiping and being fueled by envy and jealousy, you want to unite. This is Mebrunu, you're not well. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. And that work is to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. If you don't want to join us, that is fine. Go and sit down. When we get Biafra, when you get to the airport, you pay for everything from the top to the end. Or you join our enemies and you die in the process. They think we are joking. They are just saying it on radio. As we said to them in the zoo. This morning, we are presenting our news headlines and news summary. And the zoo continue to copy what we tell them on Radio Biafra. If you don't hear about any more economic policies coming from this radio station, please do bear with us. Because anything we say, they copy. Jonathan is the latest to copy what we have said on Radio Biafra. They have copied it. Even this morning, we are going to bring you the news. Everything we say, they copy. We comment on legal issues, they copy it. Yesterday was them copying us as to how to get Jonathan not to run again by using the spirit of the law and not just the letter of it. You're a two Yoruba man. Today, Jonathan have come again on a key policy, on a major plank of our policy to generate power in Biafra land. What we've been castigating them for not doing. Jonathan, having listened to Radio Biafra, has gone back now to do exactly what we said we're going to do. But the technology he's using is wrong, mind you, because it will kill us. If we go with what they're doing, it will kill us. There is something that they need to... Oh, no, we can't tell them that. No, not yet. Let us go ahead and bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 26th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. Enugu stands still for President Jonathan as he approves 1,000 megawatt dirty coal plant that will generate lung cancer. We told Jonathan and reminded everybody, the whole world, that it is only in Biafra land that you have coal and oil occurring side by side. There is no other place. The only place in the world. Therefore, we have wall-to-wall sunshine. Sunshine from 7 a.m. in the morning to at least about 6 p.m. in the evening. The only reason why we don't have power, electricity, is because of the evil of men, the hearts of Hausa Fulani men. The only way they can maintain a harem, the only way Hausa Fulani people can ensure that they have access to young Igbo girls, the only way they can ensure to control the people, the idiots and the zombies they import from Niger Republic to work in the police and in the army, is by impoverishing everybody. And the best way to impoverish a people is not giving them electricity. Deny them access to power. And they are blind. That is why most of our people don't know the meaning of the word Biafra. They don't know where they come from. Because there is no electricity. We said that in the new Biafra, we will develop our coal-fired plants to do this very work for us. Do you know what Jonathan have just done now? After all these years, all of a sudden, overnight, Jonathan is going to build a coal-fired power plant on paper. The same way he opened Second Niger Bridge. Unu Zinimebe Second Niger Bridge, one or no? You can't show me. The same way they said they're going to build an aircraft maintenance center at Ogbaru in Anambra State. And I said, to maintain an aircraft, you need an airfield, isn't it? Where is the airfield? Where are the aircraft to be maintained will land? Or will the aircraft come in trailer or Bongoro? I don't understand these people. I am struggling to understand them. Now there's another one, 1,000 megawatts, because election is coming up and he wants to be taken seriously. Therefore, there is 1,000 megaton, or is it megawatt of tonnage of electricity to be produced using coal, using a dilapidated, outdated
technology. Outdated, dilapidated, abandoned technology. That's what he's using. In the new Biafra land, we'll be able to burn coal and purify it so that before we pour any carbon or sulfur into the air, we recapture it and recycle it. But what they're planning to do is not good for the environment. Our people will die out of it. We are the second Niger Bridge. Before you build coal-fired plants, go and repair the one at Oji River. Go to Oji River and fix the one there. That is why you should be building it, not in Enugu. Enugu is a holy land. Enugu is a holy land. There are some things you don't put inside Enugu. It's a holy land. They must understand that. Of course, the project won't work. Jonathan, having copied us once again, having listened to Radio Biafra, everybody listens and copies what we are telling them. I don't know. Anyway, we shouldn't be saying it if we don't want them to copy it. We continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram attacks Borno villages, kills pastor and 19 others. They said, yesterday they said that Boko Haram, we are now surrendering. And I told you that wait for 1 or 2 days, you will hear the proper news, not what they're saying. The same people who are surrendering have attacked Borno villages and killed a pastor and 19 other people. I don't know what they are doing with lies. I can't understand it. And I don't know what they hope to gain from it. I don't know. Here we speak the truth. If we fall short, we come out and say we have fallen short of something. We do apologize. We get something right and we tell them. Why are people going about? What do you people gain by lying and deceiving yourselves? What do you gain from it? Lies and deceit. What is there for you to gain from it? What gain do you have?
I don't know.
TB Joshua lied to us. As I said, the family of the deceased Zimbabwean woman claims, TB, you left Zimbabwe to come to seek miracle in Yoruba land. Are you not foolish? It's like somebody going to Afghanistan to go and look for miracle in Afghanistan. Is that possible? Is that possible? Is that possible? To travel to Afghanistan to go and say you're looking, or to go to the North Pole, only ice and penguin. You say you're looking for miracle. Are you not foolish? Why won't a building collapse on top of you and you die off? Because of your stupidity. If you look for a place where to find God is in Yoruba land. Are you not foolish? Is that not proof enough that you're not well mentally? Building collapse is only the beginning. All of you idiots that kneel before Yoruba pastor, Chineke Abunok, one after the other. Who are you? Onyekewo. Mind the way you talk. Go and keep kneeling now in front of Yoruba pastor. You can kneel the whole of plastered Habuogi Mwope. You die off there. You're kneeling before Yoruba pastor. The Chineke Brono. People without shame. On Sunday, you go to church. Yoruba, only Yoruba, general overseer, general underseer. You are not ashamed of yourselves. People that came from heaven, kneeling down before Satan and asking for prayer and blessing. Are you not foolish? Are you not daft? They are from Zimbabwe, they are dead. They said, oh, why won't he lie to you? Who said he's a prophet? Who made him a prophet? Prophet one of us here, which prophet is that? Yoruba man prophet. Who told you? Can anything good come out of Yoruba land? Can you tell me about Yoruba behavior, the antecedents, their character and their conduct that leads you to believe that they're good people? Name one person. The answer is none. Not a single soul. The Zoo Senate is rowdy session over Jonathan's 1 billion loan request. They say they have repatriated Abacha's loot of 4 billion. They share the money amongst themselves. And then somebody is asking for 1 billion loan to pay Boko Haram to stop fighting. Isn't it ironic? Once you pick up arms, people pay attention to you. Look at this, peaceful. Some of you say, oh, we go by peaceful means. We are talking on Radio Biafra, broadcasting our news every blessed day. Oh, you're talking too much. Let's carry out action. Okay, then. Can we buy action? Yes, action. Which means you do something. Is that correct? Yes. Do we need something to carry out action? Yes. What are those things? Guns and bullets. But where are the guns and bullets? No. Go try to be peaceful. Dialogue first. Confused, deranged idiots. You don't know what... You don't know that Radio Biafra is a radio station. We must continue broadcasting. No matter what, we must broadcast. Even when we commence, when we go to battle, we must keep reporting, we must keep functioning. You don't know that. Oh, you people are talking, do something. And we don't talk. Oh, nobody knows what you're doing. How do you sensitize people? You sensitize people by broadcasting through mass media. Now you understand it. Anyway, that's what happens when you go to school in the zoo. We continue. Here we know what we are doing. Everything we are doing is cataloged and timetabled. We know what we are doing. All we need is your trust and your support. And you say, have we failed before? Are we going to fail? The answer is no. Our enemies, they want to tell us, hey, come and tell us where your transmitter is. Come and tell us. The cenotaph we showed you, what did you do to it? Ndiyoshi. Did you not call Jonathan and your Nigerian police to go and destroy our cenotaph? Thinking you would destroy the spirit of the struggle. You don't know that it is there as a permanent reminder. Our children will be told, those that destroyed their cenotaph. And the family of those in Akwaran Abofu, one has gone mad. They're now telling him, did we not tell him not to go and destroy Biafra? He's now gone mad. When we go home, we meet him. Oh, when they're getting under, when the time comes. God knows. Because our anger is to the finish. There is no stopping. We cannot stop. All these Hausa fathered vagabonds and bastards who are in Masop, following Owasurike. Not the commanders, not the rebel commanders. All the idiots following this. You have seen that somebody is a criminal. Somebody is a certified rogue. You're still following him. You are still following somebody who is a criminal, certified criminal. He came out and opened his mouth and said, I am no longer doing freedom fighting. He said it openly. I don't know who will get Biafra. With his own mouth. All this nonsense Hausa people gave birth to. Nonsense. Behaving like Alamajiri. Claiming you are fighting for Biafra. We must speak the truth here. Unity. Who, before you talk about unity, go and do a DNA test. You want us to unite with APC Boko Haram. We'll be going along the road and we'll be assassinated. And they say, let us do this thing. Let us reconvene and re-strategize. And then you're sold down the river like it was weak. Ndiyoshi. The act of atoning for sin is called atonement. It has been found that we left our ways with God. We are continuing with announcing our atonement. I need the head of the directorate, which I need an up-to-date information regarding the preparation of every zone. I did not say every country. Gawo country. I said every zone. I need to know. We have about 8 or 9 zones in Malaysia. We have about 3 or 5 zones, 3 to 5 zones in Indonesia. We have about 4 zones in Thailand. In China, we have about 2 zones. We have in Germany about 18 zones. In the USA is uncountable. In Italy is uncountable. Each of these zones will have the atonement. Each of the zones will have the, any zone name atonement. That means you are opening a door for Satan to come in through your flank. Every zonal coordinator is more or less a commander at this very point in time. Our battle is not temporal, it is spiritual. If you do not conduct a very solemn atonement, Satan will come in through your flank. Your flank will be breached and they will get into us. I said every zone. All the continental reps, I need a catalog of every zone and who is in command of that very zone. Come the atonement on the 3rd and the 4th. This atonement is more important than the 30th of May. This is not for sure. Most of you may not wish to participate because it's not sure. You will not be on TV. You will not be on camera to post your pictures. That is rubbish. This is when we know those who have been called in spirit to do Biafra. every zonal coordinator is more or less a commander in full gear, preparing to fight this very special spiritual warfare. You cannot allow the enemy to encroach from your own sector. Very, very important. Very, very important. This atonement is key. It is key to a lot of things that we are doing. Do you know what Chukwuebema has done for us? Do you know how far we have gone in this struggle? Do you know the governments we have met? Do you think we met them because there's anything special about us? As we are going, doors are opening. Do you know that? You have to come close to us to understand what we experience. As we are going, things are happening. Doors are opening. Do you know we are the only ones with the genuine amalgamation report from Lugard? Do you know how we came about it? You don't know. Please, third and the fourth, and go and pray to God. Atonement must be observed by every zone. I didn't say every country. Every zone. It is the duty of the national in all these countries to ensure that their areas, every coordinator, take time off work. If you cannot tell them you're sick. Go to your workplace and tell them something on the third and the fourth. If you're going to work on those days, let us know that this atonement is key. Okwa key. As they will sing in Pentecostal churches, that prayer is the key. That Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. That prayer is the master. You must go back and prepare for the atonement on the fourth and on the fifth without fail. By zone. I didn't say by country. By zone. If your zone is too small, you can combine your service. Go into the nearest place of worship, the place of God. But on the 12 o'clock of the next day, being the 4th, because we start 4 p.m. on the 3rd, 12 o'clock on the 4th, we face the sun as usual, as children of the sun, which is the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwuebema. We will pick up sand in our hands and we will offer prayer. Anybody who is against us will be struck dead by the flaming sword of the Almighty God that walks before us. Those of them that want to come to us or that have Biafra in mind, they will be preserved. For the kingdom of God is made for those people. We continue. Now the news in greater detail. Over the years, mounting evidence has accumulated against coal. Research has also shown severe and often unaccounted for human health impacts from coal emissions on miners, workers, and local communities. Health risks abound from coal, including lung cancer, bronchitis, heart disease, and other health conditions. It is against this very backdrop. In fact, in the USA, they record nearly 50,000 deaths each year being attributed to air pollution from coal-fired power generation plants. Globally, air pollution from coal combustion is accountable for more than 200 deaths per year. Against this very backdrop, Jonathan wants to build coal. Jonathan is planning to build a coal-fired station, and we continue. This news is key, so you understand it very well. I know the coal plant will not be built. I know that for sure. It's just a gimmick, election gimmick. We are the second Niger. Do you know, when sometimes we speak, people say, oh, you are insulting your root. You are in Alabama, in America, with your red cap, which you dust off every weekend after working for 24 hours a day for almost 6 days. The one single day you have, you want to attend a naming ceremony or akwamozu, burial or waykeeping. That is all they do. You work for 24 hours a day. More better Saturday evening, you go for akwamozu. You look for somebody that lost a relative. You put on your red cap and you go there. After wasting all your time and everybody's time, they will tell you, because Igbo men gossip a lot. If you go somewhere, if you want to know an Igbo man is the one who is gossiping a lot. That's how you know. They gossip more than their women. In this very place you're in, drinking golda, and thinking about your alarm clock you have set to go to work the next day, and you're panicking because there's a disease called alarm panic. That's how you know us in the West. Alarm panic. Even before alarm goes up, you are awake because you don't want the noise to wake you up. That is the sign of a slave. A slave. That is how slaves behave. Because in the olden days, in the sugarcane plantation in America, in the morning they would rattle the bell. They wake them up as domesticated animals to go to the farm and cut sugarcane for the white man, the superior race. Instead of you to put your knife in the back of the vagabond, you let them, and that was how they enslaved you. Our people now go to these useless places they go to, with their red cap and then Calaria. Do you know that that second Niger Bridge, Honkwalaya, this idiot has never gone home for the past 35 years. But if you hear him talking about second Niger Bridge, you think he is one of the commissioning officers. Where is the second Niger Bridge? Before you build coal-fired station, you said you built. Where is the second Niger Bridge, for goodness sake? Kebono. Hey. Ndebanyi chineke menu nebere. Mechukwabiyama, have mercy upon your soul. Where is your second Niger Bridge, I ask you people? Where is it now? That is my question. Where is second Niger Bridge? The fact of the matter is that second Niger Bridge does not exist. The same way that this school won't exist. Let us not waste our time on it. But we are going to educate you on the science of it. Very, very important. Because we will build coal-fired stations, but the technology we will use will extract sulfur. Sulfur will be taken out of the emission, and also carbon will be taken out. And to also put this into context, the coal-fired stations in Britain, here in the UK, they are converting to burning what is called wood pellets. Wood pellets are made from wood in America. They import them. They burn them to turn the turbines. Because what coal does is to boil a huge pot of water. The steam escaping there will turn the turbine. And the turbine, by rotating, generates electricity. That's all. Not when you burn coal, miraculously, electric will come out. No. This very coal that they are seeking to burn and to use. In the new Biafra, we have a technology that will extract the sulfur from it and make it as clean as possible. But Jonathan wants to come and pollute our place with his Hausa friends to kill us off with lung cancer. There are no hospitals. And then you say, oh, it's my next door neighbor. Oh, where the wife looked at me last year. And now I'm coughing. You don't know it's the useless coal zoo plant that you have close to your house that is killing you. That is why Jonathan must think twice. Moves by good Lord Jonathan to return to power in 2015 got a boost on Thursday when the people of Enugu State reiterated their total support for his re-election. The town literally stood still for him, with markets, schools and ministries, both federal and state, as well as parastatals and commercial banks, shut down in his honor. When the president come, everywhere closes down. This is why I said that African people are monkeys. I say it openly. If you're not a monkey, prove me otherwise. You behave like monkeys. This man called Jonathan just went to America. He went to New York to attend United Nations General Assembly, where he addressed the UN Security Council. At that General Assembly, all the heads of state of the world were there. Cameron was there. Obama was there. Everybody came to New York. Did New York banks stop working? Now you see how foolish we Africans are. You can see how daft. The brain of an African man. The brain. I want to actually study it. And see what is in it. Is it the same brain that other people have? You are coming to campaign for re-election and banks are closed. And you have bank managers that said they went to Harvard. They went to Oxford. They went to Cambridge. And you ask them, when you were Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, Yale, all these places, did you see the banks shut down when the Queen came to town? Or the President of the USA? Or the G8 Summit? One single imbecilic individual is coming to Enugu and banks are shut down. Only in Africa. Now you understand that it is not the white man holding you. Your stupidity is what is holding you. Your foolishness is stopping you from advancing, not the white man. They made their mistakes. Yes, I understand that. And who wouldn't? Who would, if you turn yourself into an ice cream, of course. You were there selling people, so they had to come and take you wholesale without paying. We started selling people before the white man came to take slaves. That is the fact of life. We started the market first. We started it. Am I lying? Did Arochukwu people not sell our people at Enugu to Hausa people? At Nike? Hausa will come from Zamfara. They'll come and buy us and sell us to the Arabs. Arabs will sell to the Portuguese. And until the Pope said, okay, we can get cheap labor. The Pope now ordered the whole of Europe to come and excavate, vacuum away human beings from Africa. Is that not correct? Are these not historical facts? Did the Pope not give the edict and say, go and take this people? Those who don't know history. But we continue. Jonathan came to town. Banks were not working. Jonathan came to town. Everything stood still. Jonathan came to town and nothing functioned. But he went to New York where over 50 heads, grade 1, 50 heads of state all over the world came to grade 1. And the banks were working. One single person came to campaign and life came to a standstill. If tomorrow, you know Lucifer, you know when we go to church, you say, Zobwekwensu, Nori, and all this nonsense. If Lucifer were to come to seek re-election and come to Igbo land, they would turn up. You know, sometimes honor and dignity comes from saying no to something, holding on to your principles, saying no. Jonathan, what have you done for us? You promised Second Niger Bridge, but what is the Second Niger Bridge? Stella Oduwa, you removed Stella Oduwa. You sacked Ihejirika. You are there that Ihejirika is being questioned. Should we take him to court or not? And you're the president. Mad people, following mad people. Ndiara ne Sundiara. How's that Fulani? Terrorists, they're at it again. How's that Fulani? Every terrorist organization is Hausa, Boko Haram, Islam. Terrorism, Islam. Why are they terrorizing people? Why are they killing people? They are killing you because you are in the zoo. Will they come to kill you if you're in your own country? Are they mad? Are they insane? Will terrorism be in Japan? Japan said no. You can't build your mosque here. You won't come here. Do they have suffer from terrorism? That says no. The same way we cut ourselves away from that animal kingdom and we are safe. They can't come in. They can't come in. Some suspected members of Boko Haram sect yesterday attacked Shafa and Shindifu villages of Hawul local government area of Borno State, killing one pastor, Eliud Gamna Msheliza of the Living Faith Church, a teacher the name withheld at the government girls secondary school, Shafa, and 18 other persons who were mainly Christians. Christians being killed. In case we don't quite understand it, Christians being killed. The terrorists also burnt down about 10 churches such as EYN. I don't know what is it, evangelical something. I don't know what that EYN means. Number one, they have EYN number one, number two, and number three in Shefa and Shindifu villages, as well as several houses. A clinic and some staff quarters and structures of the government girls secondary school in Shefa were also destroyed. Unfortunately for the terrorists, as they were about to leave Shindifu and proceed to Turaku village, another Christian community, to continue their deadly acts, troops of Adamawa Axis and Biu military barracks, who were on their trail, ambushed them and killed almost all of them. That's what they will say. Where are the dead bodies? The attackers, according to fleeing residents, invaded Shafa at about 8 p.m. on Wednesday and wreaked havoc before storming Shindifu village before morning at about 11 a.m. Shafa is south and about 20 kilometers drive from Azare, the headquarters of Hawul, which is 210 kilometers away from Maiduguri, the state capital, which has remained under series of attacks by Boko Haram. In the last 2 months, Tashan, Alabe, Hizi, Pelabini, Debiro, Kwaja, Fabura, all these Hausa names, I can't keep pronouncing them, but many villages, let's put it that way, among other communities of Hawul, had witnessed coordinated and series of deadly attacks by Boko Haram, with the burning of churches and houses mostly belonging to Christians. Christians. Simple as that. The death continues. And now onto the very man himself, TB Joshua, the Yoruba man that says he's a prophet and some idiots keep going to him. Only a fool can go to him. You must be daft to go there. We continue. a desperate Bulawayo woman, Catherine Ndiovu, who allegedly paid thousands of dollars to visit the zoo. How can you pay? We have the London Zoo. And instead of me to go there and go in for, I can pay maybe £1 or £2 for amusement. How can I pay thousands of dollars to go and sit beside the chimpanzee at London Zoo? It's not possible now. It's not possible. A woman, instead of her to use her money to do something meaningful, go on a holiday and rest. You're coming to the zoo to look for miracle. The family of this woman and love 40 accused TB Joshua and his church of giving very little information concerning their sister in the aftermath of the September 12 disaster, including insisting that the mother of two was unharmed and will be returning home alive. South African Chronicle quoted in love's brother Jabulani as saying that we called them TB Joshua's church every day asking where my sister was, and they said she had boarded a plane back to South Africa and will be back last Sunday. And they were lying. We became suspicious when other Zimbabweans who had traveled to the zoo came back via South Africa and she was not part of the group. It became clear they had been lying to us and withholding information from us all along. Ndlovu became the second Zimbabwean to have allegedly died in the disaster after Greenwich in Danga. The NDCT chairman for Mashonaland West was reported to be among the... You see, people are dying in Yoruba land. And I'll tell you why. This is the power of Yoruba media. Yoruba media, Punch, Newspaper, Observer, all their TV, AIT, they use their platforms to promote their own people. They promote all these so-called prophets, fake men of Satan, calling themselves men of God. They promote them to attract foreign interest in Yoruba land. And the same way that people advertise the Queen of England so to attract American tourists, that is the same way they advertise their prophets, because Yoruba, they have nothing. It's a tourist attraction to come and witness miracle in Yoruba land. So the Yoruba papers, they keep peddling the same rubbish day after day, time after time. And you keep going. You keep going. And you keep dying in the process. In their next life, they will learn their lesson. That there is no miracle. Nobody can have Yoruba land miracle. It's not possible. It's not possible. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time now is 8 a.m. here in London, and we're bringing you our news summary for the day. Before we open our lines to take your calls, our lines will soon open that we may be able to take your calls. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. And very, very shortly, we shall be joined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us, in fact, as a matter of fact. Please, barrister, stay where you are. Let me conclude this very news. The Zoo Senate, in a rowdy session over Jonathan's $1 billion loan request, the Senate yesterday was thrown into rowdy session following the approval of the $1 billion loan request by President Goodluck Jonathan to tackle the ongoing security challenges in the country. Trouble started when the chairman, Senate Joint Committee on Finance and Local and Foreign Debt, Senator Ahmad McCarthy, has recommended the approval of the request. Senator McCarthy's motion for the loan to be approved was then subjected to debate by senators. It was after the debate that the Senate President David Mark put it to vote. Although the PDP senators were in the majority, the APC senators shouted on top of their voices, and the Senate President ruled in favor of the yes. His ruling immediately provoked protests from APC senators, and it took about 5 minutes before calm can be returned to the chamber. Senator McCarthy's committee had stated that from the briefings of relevant stakeholders and documents received, the joint committee discovered that the helicopters were crucial for decisive victory in the war against terror, and that quick victory cannot be accomplished without helicopters. Are you listening? They took $9.3 million to South Africa. They said they wanted to go and buy weapons. Now they are approving another $1 billion loan. Now, Jonathan will go to the outside, to the foreign market, to go and look for this loan. And this loan will be given to them from the same money belonging to the people of the zoo that was looted and taken abroad. And then when they're paying the money back, they'll pay $1.5 billion. That is mathematics, African style. Now you see, leader, do you now see why the world say that Africans are monkeys? I keep saying it all the time until we go think about it and change. Which country in the world that produces or that has oil, access to oil, stolen oil as the case may be, the way that the zoo does? You are going out to go and borrow $1 billion. $1 billion. This is the amount of money you can make from one day's sales of crude oil.
I have nothing else to say. But on the 3rd and the 4th of next month, please go and just say to yourself, please, Chukwu Abiam, even if you want to condemn me, don't make me a Nigerian. Don't give me the brain of a Nigerian. Nigerians are daft. They are hopeless and foolish. Anybody saying they may be wearing suit and tie. Or they may wear weave on and makeup. And they may look decent. But behind that suit is a complete monkey. Complete chimpanzee. They have no brain. You have so much. The money looted by Abacha, only half of it, not half, one third of it, is more than the money you're asking for. This money was returned the other day. Where is it? You're going to look for loan. That is, anyway. I know what I've asked you to grab in my private. I can't say it in public. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news headlines and summary this very morning, the morning of the 26th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is again 8:04 here. I am joined by the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly left everything this morning to come and speak that his people may be able to hear. Barrister, can you hear me, please?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister.
Good morning, fellow Bia friends. Good morning to all of you, wherever you are. Edition is here. And of course, Director is bringing the news that is written, though he will put his own analysis where it is meaningfully obvious for people to understand. Thank you, Director. And let's see what we can say in furtherance to what you've just said. Goodluck Jonathan. Everywhere stood still in Biafra land because it's coming for re-election. Our people are so gullible. Our people are weak in decision. We are very weak in making inquiry. We are very, very foolish in tolerance. Goodluck Jonathan has been in power for how long now? Our people die every day on the road. He keep promising you of what he will do, and he never deliver. Check all the roads in Enugu, where he arrived. You see, when every governor, every head of state, anybody that is coming around our people, everything will go still, so that they will travel on the little particular or patchy area that is at least motorable. They will drive them and they lose everything is hunky-dory. They will go there, they tell them, all pack of lies. I will do this for you, I will do this for you. Gullible people, they will agree. They will not ask, what about the one you promised before? They will not say to the president, look at what you have done in the north. What have you done for us? He will tell them, don't worry, I'll look after you. Everybody will jump up. He will look for few individuals who are more heretical than the others. Give them some little money because he used to bribe them. He spent all the ones he has spent in the United States. He wants to go and borrow more in order to carry on bribing so that he will be re-elected come next year. And our people are so foolish by not even asking, what about the one you promised before? Second Niger Bridge is now promising them electricity. That was the same electricity Goodluck Jonathan promised before he even stepped in as a president. Remember, he has ruled with the late Yaradua. The same promise. Yaradua left. He carried on. The same promise. When he's being voted in and now this is his own mandate, the same promise. And now he wants to be re-elected. Director, the same promise. And our people are not knowledgeable enough to say, hey, mister, you've been promising from day one. Have you delivered? But you bribe them and they'll re-elect. Our people are so gullible. What a shame that we watch you from outside. Nothing is changing. Wasn't it yesterday we had accident in Owerri? Why? Because the road is not fixed. Director, this has been swept under the carpet. there will be another accident very soon because that same road has not been fixed, Director. The same road has not been fixed, but Glojonathan is promising more. Governor Rochas Okorocha is there, sending all the whole Imo State money into Katsina, buying cars and giving his brothers and sisters over there, looking after all his emirates. But Imo State is sinking. Aba is already dead, completely dead. Glojonathan is going abroad, giving money out. And people are jumping up like Akere and Awole. Or people are jumping up. When you go to the rivers, you see the toads and all the frogs jumping up. That is what our people are doing. Aba is already dead. If you see the state of Aba Road, Director, if you have food, you just put it in the bin. Glojonathan is promising. Director, you see, I don't know why I get too upset about all this. I don't know why.
Because you have conscience. Anybody with conscience will get upset. Who wouldn't be upset? That is what I'm saying to our people. Who would not be upset? People are having frivolous, meaningless debates rather than having a debate about what... Why? Now, barrister, what concerns me is that you are a barrister, you're a learned man. Somebody comes to you and says, that bridge is very nice, in our nature, second Niger bridge. Wouldn't the question be, have you seen the bridge? How is it? What does it look like? There are people peddling rumors about, gossiping that second Niger bridge is almost finished. But there is no bridge. The same man is promising something again because he wants to be re-elected. Hi, my God. We have work to do. The level of stupidity in Africa is not just in the zoo or in Biafra land. The level of ignorance in black Africa. You know, sometimes I give you an assignment, barrister. Just detach yourself. Come away from everything. And just go to the news or read papers or read books. Just begin. Have it at the back of your mind. I want to understand how these people think. Barrister, is it when the white man came and created the new colonies in Africa? What did we do? Is it when the white man came to take us as slaves by force? What did we do? Is it when they brought us their religion? What did we do? Everything at each step of the way. Do you know that in primary school, I went to what was supposedly a very posh primary school, Library Avenue Primary School in Omoya. Barrister, if you speak Igbo, they flog you at school. If you speak your own language, your mother's tongue, your teacher will flog you and ridicule you in front of the class. Other children, you know, all this rubbish you burn outside on the road, they will be laughing at you. That, he's speaking Igbo. My God in heaven. If you go back and look at it and you keep asking yourself, like people these days, you know, anyway, let me not go into it. Barrister, please go ahead. I told me it's more so. Go ahead.
Director, it is called dominant ideology. That is what the Europeans brought to us because they have assessed us and realized that the best way is to turn these people's brain 360 degrees so that whatever we want, we'll get it. But, Director, is it not about time for our people to sit down and look inwardly? What is happening to us? Why are we still the way we are? Even after, look at the white man. Wasn't it yesterday I was saying it? Commonwealth. Everything, bring everything, we share it together. 1986, Margaret Thatcher stopped immigrants, especially people from the zoo. Once you arrived, you have to go and get your visa. It was changed completely. But these days, you get your visa from your point of application submission. Before, it used to be as soon as you arrive, they hit it on your passport, you are in. They changed it. School fees changed. These are the people who brought you together, who winked you and sweet-talked you, but gradually, Director, I've said this, was it last month? The amount of legislation that is happening in this particular UK, I've never seen it in any other country. They change their laws and their rules and regulations every day to make things difficult for foreigners. But all the laws in the zoo since time immemorial are still there. You say you have to change this. Hey, why do you want to change what is working? What is working? bribery. Somebody will be paid money. Go and tell people there is second major bridge. They're not doing it for nothing. Because you've been given some little money to go and propagate lies. To go and claim that what is not happening is happening. Director, this is how our ideas, we are completely fixed. Transformed from reality into imbecility. Director, I weep most of the time inside me to see the way my own place is being run. Do you know, coming from Lagos, if you're traveling, because twice I flew from Dansun into Imo State. I said I'm not going to fly again because the aircraft. You know, Sosoliso, as soon as Sosoliso had that crash, I swore not to fly again from Dansun to my place because nothing is maintained in that place. Road is not worthy. Air is not worthy. Ground is not worthy. Director, sometimes I don't know if I have to. What's our right in Africa if I have to walk in order to be safe?
Even walking and you're not safe.
Even walking, that one is not even easy. Boko Haram, if they don't catch you, the customs will ask you where you're coming from.
And not even people from Niger will mount roadblock. Say that Nigerian police or Nigerian mobile police or army to frisk you and take whatever thing you have or shoot you dead, whichever one you prefer. They give you all the options. Give us your money or we'll shoot you dead. Which one do you want?
Hey, Director Chai, what kind of world do we live in the Africa? Yeah. We refuse to change. You criticize them, Director. They say you are too stupid. They say you are too wicked. They say you are... Without criticism, how can somebody change? If Director, if we are not doing what we are doing here on Radio Biafra, what will happen? How will people hear the best of the news? If we are not doing Radio Biafra, how would our people begin to change? Still rely on false news coming from Hausa Fulani Yoruba media. If we are not here on Radio Biafra, do you know somebody very close cousin was telling me, all we preach here is affecting Goodluck Jonathan. Whatever we say, the next he tried to implement it. But people around him, he has Yorubas as his best advisors. That is why nothing is moving. Goodluck Jonathan, as you know, is a very weak man. It's unfortunate he's a president. He hasn't got a will of his own. In as much as he appears, he likes to go everywhere and to claim some kind of fame. It's unfortunate he's not getting it and he's not doing it. Our people are dying. Road, in sea, up, everywhere. There's no improvement. Few individuals are milking this money, banking it abroad, and buying estates wherever they go to. But those who are supposed to be affected by the properties, especially in Biafra land, are not being affected. They are dying. Hospital zero. Goodluck Jonathan will come and repromise on top of the promise. At the end of the day, Koto, you can't see anything.
Babash.
And people are still getting up. Babash, Director, emptiness.
And they still follow. That's why we are black people now. Why are we black?
They keep jumping up like frogs when they see him. Director, tell me.
That's why we are black. Are we not black people? That is why we are black now. This OG.
As you pointed out earlier, how can a president go into somewhere and the economy of that particular state would stand still? Nothing is functioning because the president is coming. Does it make economic sense? When would we learn? Do you know that the Queen will just come into Edmonton? Nobody will even know that the Queen arrived. The church are still functioning. That is a whole Queen. That is even greater than
Barrister,
the President or the Prime Minister.
Barrister, let me interest you, please. And Onyedika, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Barrister, let me interest you. Do you know that the Queen, their own Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, was attending a function. Her Majesty, Her Britannic Majesty, was attending a function. And there was somebody who is learning how to drive. And this person is observing the speed limit, which is 40 miles per hour. And the Queen stuck behind this person learning how to drive. And the Queen's driver could not overtake because the speed limit there is 40 miles per hour and is on a winding road. Do you know that for the very first time, as people were saying then, the Queen attended the function late because she was stuck behind a learner driver? Imagine if that was Africa. They will use an Air Force jet to come and bomb the Air Force. The Air Force of the country will bomb you out of the road. Air Force. The Queen attended the function late because she was stuck behind somebody learning how to drive.
Civility. Civilization. That is what is obtained here. Civility.
Civilization. They have their faults, so we all do. Everybody has their own fault. No. But nothing compares.
Ours is bad. Director, please answer the brother who's calling.
I will do so. Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much. That's Barrister Mbezi. And Onyedikam, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening, including Jonathan and his advisors. They copy everything that we do here. But we are grateful because you got
Director, good morning. Good morning. Director, good morning. Yes, my name is Ekenedrich Onyedikam. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland. Yes, right. I'm from Umujoka in Olu, Biafra land. Director, I want to thank you for all the good work. Welcome back to England.
Thank you.
Yes, there is something that I want to say about their atonement. And when you say we should pray in the name of Chukwu Abiama, I want to clarify things so that people should not get confused about that.
Why would anyone be confused?
You know, people might...
No, hang on. Why would they... This is the stupidity of the mindset of a black man. That is why we are very poor and hopeless. Before you continue any further, do you know about the Bible where they asked Yeshua to pray? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Listen, please. Do you know the Lord's Prayer?
Yes, I know.
Why do we call it the Lord's Prayer?
Because he prayed.
Now, repeat the Lord's Prayer before you continue. To educate Dios. No, listen, please. If you don't know it, say you don't know. I want you to repeat the Lord's Prayer.
Yes, then our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For that is the power. Director, I have this long time.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Do you know when Jesus said that prayer? Do you know the question that followed, that preceded the prayer?
Yeah, they asked him how, teach us how to pray. Director, if you can give me...
Ndisioji. I don't want to speak against the spirit.
Let me
our people are daft to the call. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, you know, in the Bible, the same Bible we all believed, you know, the Bible said that Jesus Christ come to his own people, which is the Jews. But the same Bible said that Jesus Christ came, but they did not receive him. But today we know that message Jesus Christ brought is not to come and change the old practice that their people has, but to give the chance to people, the Gentiles, the chance to know God. Because the Bible says that the Gentiles know God. They don't know God. Now, the message our people receive already before the white men bring the message to us, and supposedly, we are already children of God. But who brought that message to us was the message come through the Gentiles. So those Gentiles now made us to believe that the way we are praying before is not the right way, or the way we are doing things is not the right way. While we are doing the right thing, we are calling the name of God direct. But those who believe in Jesus Christ, they are called the adopted children of God, because they are not the true children of God. So if you are not a true children of God, if you want to ask something to God, you first of all come through one of the children of God, which Jesus Christ in this instance is one that God has sent. And he said, anyone that believe in him, then you become the child of God through him. So if they ask you, who do you come from? Where, like you ask people, where do you come from? Who is your father? So if the person say, my father is Jesus Christ, then you are now under Jesus Christ, receiving the blessing God have promised to Abraham and his children. So for us and the other Jews who are also living in their own place, they don't call the name of Jesus Christ when they pray, but God still hear them because they are direct descendant of God. But anyone who called the name of Jesus Christ while he pray, God will hear him as well because he is adopted child. He is come from the stock of the Gentiles. Even Jesus Christ, when he was one woman come to him, that time he's still alive. He said, "Can I eat? I don't know." He was asking something. He said, "I can't give you food meant for the children of God. To you cannot eat." If the woman now asks Jesus Christ, even the one that fall from the table of the master, that the servant can as well eat. So everything that God did, he did it through his own people. And that through his own people.
Are you cooking?
No, I don't know how that will happen. No, as I was talking.
It's amazing. When you sort it out, please try and get back to us. This is Radio Befa and our lines are open. We are going to cleanse your brain. We are going to make sure that there will be no no-go areas. You will be able to question everything. We are not creating a Biafra full of baboons who cannot ask questions, who cannot reason. Can you hear me? Is it better now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, it's gone off. I don't know how it happened. I'm just alone in my room, nothing here. The alarm, as I was talking, the alarm just went off. So nobody's cooking.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, what's happened there is, now as the Jews, why did they win everything they do? Because they are direct children of God. Then if you say sometimes we make mistake, we have the same we've been circumcising before. Oh God.
Try and sort it out. I don't want you to say this. I don't know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I hope your alarm will not go off. What is your name and where are you calling us from? The caller on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, go ahead.
All right, Director. This is Woko Anderson calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I just want to encourage you in this struggle. I just want to encourage you to ask you to keep going and don't allow what people are saying, because our people are so daft and so stupid. So I don't want you to get upset. Don't easily get upset because of the behavior of our people.
I can never be upset. That is why they are cleaners abroad, they are taxi drivers, they left their homes. When they die, they take them back home if they are very lucky. It takes extraordinary stupidity for you to come from somewhere and abandon your land and go somewhere else where you don't want to ask. It takes somebody who is very, very daft. I don't give a damn. Do you think I care what they think? Chukwu Abiama is the only person that sent me, and it is to him I'm answerable to. I will preach the gospel, I will preach this the truth. If you have something contradictory, please let us know. Your ignorance you're in is why you are poor. Just think for 1 second. Why am I poor? Why am I begging for job? Why am I begging for asylum? Why am I running about looking for paper? Are you not ashamed of yourself? You are the only people, you go to a country, you start to look for their daughter to marry. You need to get paper. You think you're normal? You are not normal. You may not like what we preach, but what we preach is the truth. Please, my dear brother, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yes, Director, that is one of the problems with our people. Here in Malaysia, you can approach to your fellow Biafrans, and you go to him, approach him, and tell him about Biafra. He will be talking another thing. He will be asking you, what about Biafra? What has Biafra got to do with him? This is someone that came from Biafran land, and he's here in Malaysia running for immigration, running for police. You take the gospel to him for him to join our people here. He will be saying, talking rubbish. We are.
We don't want to. When I came to Malaysia, I saw too many people. I don't want to. We count in thousands. So what are we doing with hundreds or tens or one person? Do you see the hall when I came to Malaysia? The hall was full of people. So I don't care about one idiot who doesn't want to come. Is it better than the people that came? I don't want to hear about people that you tell Biafra to, and they don't want to live. That is rubbish. Abandon the idiot to die in their ignorance. One day you will hear that they have jumped from fifth floor of a building and they are dead. Why are you concerning yourself with them? The people who are foolish should be foolish. You can't change it. Go and look at the history of Africa. Look at it very, very carefully. Look at it very, very carefully. You will understand how foolish they are. From time, you go and study their history very carefully. Where they're supposed to argue something, they don't. When they're not supposed to be arguing, they're busy arguing rubbish. It's been confirmed by a professor at a university in Liberia. He has given the names of how they engineered HIV/AIDS, the virus, how they engineered Ebola, have been testing Ebola on the people of Congo from time. As they test it, they make it more deadly. Do you know why they launched Ebola in Liberia? Because Liberia is the fastest growing population in the world. The fastest growing population in the world is Liberia. That is why these people took this virus to Liberia to go and kill people. Instead of people to sit down and discuss it, they are talking pure rubbish. The nonsense you have been following all this while. Oh, how has it improved your life? Nothing. No light in your village. This level, there is ignorance. And then you have another layer of ignorance upon the one you have, stopping you from, DCOG. I don't know. Please go ahead.
So, Director, like I said earlier, I just urge you to keep going. Our greater are those that are with you than those who are against you.
I don't care, my dear brother. Do you know how many people are with us? Do you know how many are with us? Uncountable. Therefore, we concern ourselves with those of them who are with us, not those who are against us. People have to be against us now. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello.
Turn your system down if you want us to take your call. You turn your system down. Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. One more hello and you're off the air. What is your name? Where are you calling
from? My name is Emmanuel Chukwu from Russia, Moscow.
Thank you very much. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, why I called because last two radio system we broadcast, last two broadcasts from you, we are talking about the Europeans and the Americans are against for us to be free.
Yes.
So what I want to say, that's the most important thing, because these people knows we are the ones supposed to be on the throne. Where they are now, that's our position. The top side, that's our position where we're supposed to be. But due to we disobey God, and they bring us foreign gods for us to keep on following that foreign god, for them to be on top of us, for us not to see the light, to come back to our old great father's time, or to see the face of God. That's why you see we are still on bondage. They are the slaves, they are the slaves. They're supposed to be the slaves, but we are the slaves now, and they are our masters. Because if you check in Leviticus 5-8, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. About why these people are now ruling us. We're supposed to be the one ruling them, but now they are the one ruling us. Leviticus 5, let me just go to the 8. It says, slaves rule over us. Now we are talking about God now. We're telling God now. Even slaves rule over us. So if you read from the from number 1-8, it will tell you the story how we have turned away from God. Now the slaves are the one now ruling over us. Who is the slave? That is the Europeans, the Americans. Now for us being in that slave is because we are worshiping the foreign gods. The Bible they give us we are worshipping Jesus instead of worship God himself, follow his commandments, the covenant he gave our great father, which is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now we are following their own way of life, following God. So my own advice to our own people is that we'll keep being slaves if we do not turn the old way of God, which is the Old Testament way of life, our great-great-grandfather, which they have left for us. If we want to be on top, if we want to keep slavery, going everywhere around begging for a job, let us keep worshipping the foreign gods we are worshipping. But if we want to be leaders as priests and kings, we have to go back to our old ways of God, our great-great-grandfather, which is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to seek his face back for us to be the king, to rule over the nation. So that's what I'm talking about. That's why I called. So I know the hand that holds us is very, very difficult. And we have to, for us to defeat it is for us to turn back our ways to God. Our old ways, which our great father gives for us to seek his face, and we will see him. It's really, the covenant is always, every time renewed for us.
Of course. Of course, my dear brother. And thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for reminding us. People think when you come to Biafra to worship, Biafra is not just a country. If you pursue Biafra as just a country, you won't get to do Chokwaka Emechie and go and sit down. The thing about it is that we want to copy what other people are doing. Copy, 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 copy. It is not the same. The forces holding Biafra are far more greater, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual. To unshackle that very bond, you have to start from the physical, from the physical, of course, you graduate into the spiritual. To disengage the hands of our enemies. Ask yourself, why did Christianity and Islam come together to defeat Biafra? Why? Are Biafrans not predominantly converted Christians? Why did the same country that brought you the Bible decide to kill you? Ask yourself that question. Any day you find the answer to it, you know you've arrived. Why did communism and capitalism decide to kill you? Why? Go and think long and hard and very deep. You'll understand that we are not like other people. We are different. Is it because of Jesus Christ? Useless people. 100 of us will get Biafra. 100. They are talking rubbish. All the garbage you have been building. Your only church is every blessed day. Have your blessing increased? Have the blessing in our land increased? You see evil and you keep quiet. You are building a new church and a new cathedral. Lunatics. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead, the world is
good
listening.
Evening.
Go ahead.
From Malaysia, this is Iwobi Ikena Isis.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to slip in what the Lord revealed to me. You know, yesterday I go through the post you sent on Facebook. So after that, I began to emphasize and to know where Biafra come from actually. And I began to ask questions when I slept last night. God tried to give me a wisdom and understanding. Let me start by this way. What I understand or observe about Biafra is that we Igbos are the real Jews. And when we left the land of Egypt with Abraham, Abraham got to the river, the Red Sea, and the children of God were complaining that we are hungry, and we look.
You mean Moses? Where is that? Hold on. Do you mean Moses? Hold on.
Before Abraham come back, some people
in heaven. And then another one to begin. It is now. Are you talking about Moses or Abraham? Moses or Abraham? That's what I want to know. Is it Moses or Abraham? Very, very important.
By faith.
He's not listening. Amazing.
This is Radio Biafra. The time here now is approximately 23 minutes to, I believe, 22 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. We are live. We are direct. We are talking about our atonement. Atonement is important. We are here to discuss it. We are going back to from whence we came. When we took up this job, we said we'll return the children of God back to Him. That's all. As your inheritance. Only that way will Biafra come. Here and I call it again is Babash. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good afternoon, Director.
Good morning from here. Please, your name and where you are.
This is Eni Chineke calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I just want to appreciate you for the good work you are doing. And I also want to thank our fellow Biafrans, those at home, Ikechukwu Eniagu, Chuka Bosa, and the rest. We all have you in our hearts. We always pray for you people. We just want to encourage each of every one of you. I should keep the hard work that you are doing. That Chukwu Abiyama will restore Biafra in a due time. Director, there is a particular place I want to read in the Bible. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, from verse 22. Chukwu Abiyama said, "Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations, wherever you went. And I will satisfy my great name, which have been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst and in the nation, that you shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes." What this particular place is saying about, every time you always talk about Chukwu Abiyama, you always labeled our sin before the entire eyes of the world, that they may know that we have sinned against Chukwu Abiyama. And this particular place, God is saying that what He will do for the Biafrans is not for because of what they have done, but because of His holy name that you have been calling every blessed day, that He will not bring shame to His name, even though we are not worthy before His eyes, but He will satisfy His great name and bring that which we have asked from Him. I just want to encourage every Biafrans out there that Biafra will come. And God will use Nnamdi Kanu to bring this great nation. And all eyes and all mankind will see it in the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes, sir.
And Director, I want to know about the atonement that is coming in a few days' time. Is there any other symbol that we need for it? Maybe something like a prayer point and things that we need to do. At least it should be circulated on air so that we will know the step we are going to take for the prayers as well. That's why I called to know.
Yes, it's actually, thank you very much. It's actually on the website as well. If you go to the news about the atonement, it is there. The verses to read from the scriptures and also the order of service, I presume, what to read and how to order your prayers. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You have spoken very well. I'm grateful to you. You are very, very kind. I'm grateful to you for your kind words. Let us make this very, very clear. Before Radio Biafra came, we did not know where we came from as a people. We don't know where we're going to either. And there is a saying, because everything I do, I try to predicate on the ancient proverbs and adages of our people. If you don't know where the rain started beating you, you would not know where it stopped. If you don't know where you come from as a people, you can never know. You'll be perambulating, wasting your time all over the place. That is why we have to go back to our original self. That is how you understand who you are. That is how God will accept you. And we say this. Biafra will come. It is going to come.
it doesn't matter how many people in the end, Biafra will come. Not that we may be justified or ascertained as having spoken the truth, but that his name may be glorified forever and ever and ever. There are some debates we will not get into now. When Biafra comes, we'll go into it. And things will be revealed to you that you never... It's not just revelation. We tell you, you go and find out for yourself. But the thing that we leave you with is this. Ask yourself, why is Africa poor? Ask yourself, despite having coal, bauxite, gold, diamond, and oil in Biafra land, why is it that Hausa people are in charge of your lives? Why did those that brought you the Bible conspire to kill you? They gave you church, St. Michael, St. Anglican, St. Bishop, St. Apostle, yet the same people supported Islam to kill you. Any day you know the answer to that, you know your brain is actually developed now. Only then will you find the path to righteousness. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Okeke Uzochukwu.
Yes, go ahead. Okeke Uzochukwu, have we lost you?
Okeke Uzochukwu, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You stopped. Please go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay. I just want to thank you for the good work you are doing. Nobody can do the work you are doing if there is no Spirit of God in him. So I just want to commend you and ask you to keep on the good work you are doing. And also, what I want to tell you is, in this life, we are all human beings. We all have weakness. But when we surrender our weakness to God, he uses it for his glory. So I would like you to try to let people tell you your weakness so that you can be able to manage it. Because Biafra people are blessed people. And sometimes there are some words that you, the power of life is in the mouth. I think it's time that we need to be using a blessed word to our people so that their life will change. You know, only God can change human's heart. So that's what I want to comment you on. So you try your possible best to let God use your weakness for his glory.
I don't quite understand. There is a point you made which I accept. You said one thing here which I accept. Only one thing from all the things that you said which I understood, which is that it is up to Chukwu Abiama to change the hearts of men. I can't change the hearts of men towards him. It's only Chukwu Abiama that will know those who wants to worship him in truth and honesty. It's only for him to do that. Not for me to do. But one thing I will do is to preach the truth. That is what I'm proud to do. I will preach the truth. If I go to Rome tomorrow in front of the Pope, I will say to the Pope, you are Christians. You stood there and supported Muslim to kill us. 5.2 million dead. I will say it in front of the Pope. They will may say, oh, there was Caritas father, Roman Catholic fathers that came. That pales into is. I don't want you to give me a machete wound and then you bring me bandage and iodine to try and treat myself. Why did you inflict the wound in the first place? What did you do to prevent Islam from overrunning the territory of God? A place that nobody has ever gone into before to destroy. The reason why we became Christians is because Christianity was talking about God and God and God and loveliness and you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And they brought the Old Testament with them as well. So we said, that could be true. That's why we supported them. That's why we went with them. Then they supported Islam to kill us. And what happened? Were people that stupid and hopeless that they cannot reason? Are they that foolish that they can't think properly?
Yeah, our people know the truth, but the problem, no one wants to pay the price to stand on the truth. Nobody wants to stand on the truth. Nobody wants to accept their mistake. They want to just live as they see things. They don't want to make a move. They don't want to pay the price. Some people choose the condition Nigeria kept them. Nigeria make everybody jobless and whatever, and some people think, since they are jobless, there is no other good way to make money than to engage in some fraud, drug, and many other ways illegal ways to make it. They don't want to pay the price to be successful. And this, and I'm sure if you are not, if you did not pay the price of keeping your hands straight, you will not be able to stand and speak these things that you are saying today, because there will be a lot of guilty in your heart. You can't be able to say it. That's why Biafra calling is a holy calling. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can come out and say it, because they, in their heart, they have guilty of what they have done. So this is why I make my I support Radio Biafra everywhere I am, and I try my possible best to let others to know the truth, because the truth is bitter. Not everybody is willing to accept it, because that is for over 100 years now Nigeria have been in injustice and a lot of things. So people are born with that. So it takes a lot of time and by the grace of God to change people's heart.
Thank you very much, my brother. Well spoken. I've accepted what you have said. As I said, I took something away from it which made sense to me. It's up to Chukwu Abiama to do the rest. I didn't create anybody. Chukwu Abiama did. It's up to him to do with his children what he wishes. But as for me and my household, we shall worship Chukwu Abiama. Simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? Yes.
My director, my name is Zigwe Emmanuel. I'm meeting you from the heart of the zoo, sir.
Thank you very much. Which part of the zoo are you in?
In Lagos.
You are in the heart of darkness. Heart of darkness.
Yes, my director. Please, my purpose of calling is I want to, when I hear you say no broadcasting or trying to let us cast a Radio Biafra from, I do hear that we are on the DSTV and a lot of people here that got in contact with were like asking me how to get something on DSTV, but I don't know, the one I'm using, the satellite I'm using, and the one I introduced to some people, some people don't want to go through it, so it's free to air. Well, a lot of them have DSTV to want to get the through DSTV. I have
your number. If I give your number, is this your number now? I want to give it to the office at Enugu so they can contact you and somebody will come and tune. Do you have DSTV?
To get it through DSTV, yes, sir.
Yes. Do you have are you getting it through DSTV now?
It's not through DSTV. I'm getting it through satellite, but not DSTV. It's okay. Free to air channel.
I can get somebody. I will get somebody to come to you to tune DSTV to receive it. We can do it. That's what I'm saying. Chukwu Abiama is with us now. Everything is possible. We can tune all your right. DSTV all to right. receive Radio Biafra.
Okay. If you give me the person, I'm an installer. I do install the satellite equipment. So if you give me the person number, the person can contact me then and put me through on how to do it so that I can help people to propagate this very gospel, this very message, sir.
Okay, I have sent your number now. This is your number. I've sent it to our people at Enugu, and they will contact you.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Another thing, sir, I want to let our people know. Yes, sir. It's all right. Another thing I want to let our people know is concerning. I want to comment on the news analysis of Nigerian Army announcing today Boko Haram has surrendered. Tomorrow, they have killed how many? That our people over there should be aware, because all this news sometimes they are fake, and you know the people that are calling themselves that are in the war front are even the president of the zoo mentioned it one time that they have the members of the Boko Haram in his cabinet, and we know it all. This is not hidden. That the majority of them that as you say they are fighting Boko Haram, they are members of the Boko Haram. And sometimes they are trickish. They can say it so that people that have run away from the camp can get out from the camp or come back home again for them to attack them. You know?
So yes.
It's a kind of message. That's what I understand. On that very point, or those news that are always coming, Boko Haram, they have arrested their total number. They have we keep on hearing news that Havoc has been so placed. So people should be aware of how news that they hear from the news so that.
My dear brother, we have lost you. It seems we have lost you, and I do welcome your call and thank you very much about that. We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
From Malaysia.
Sorry?
From Malaysia.
Your line comes and goes. It's fluctuating. It comes and it goes. I need you to speak rather very consistently. Get very close to the microphone and give us your name once again, if you may.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know. It's not possible. Couldn't hear him. We have a caller on the other Skype line, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me? No, they've gone. The same time I decided to go to them to go and take their calls, and they are gone. All of them gone on that side, yes. We have two gone, disengaged on that, and one disengaged from here, and also the one on the phone. I don't know what happened, but I do know their systems are working very, very perfectly fine. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to the line to take your call. We have people calling us all the time, and it's our duty, our responsibility to go and take your calls, and we must do so. If you're calling us on Skype, if we take your call, please remain where you are. If you're calling us on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to the director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, what is your name and where are you calling us from?
Good morning.
Good morning. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. I can hear myself somewhere in the background, or there's a noise there somewhere. Turn it down, and then you speak, that we may pay attention to what you're saying.
Is it okay now?
It's okay now. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Chigozie Achusim from OKTT in Edemri, Biafra land.
OKTT. Ndioma. Go ahead.
Yeah, and a coordinator of iPod in Pakistan.
Thank you very much, Pakistan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My able director, thank you very much. You see, what I want to contribute this morning, you see, like, when we are talking of this religious of a thing, there is problem with our people. You know, like we used to say, as you know, because of the problems or the suffering our people has passed through, it has made them now that they get out of prisoning. We have been running out all over the world, spending a lot of years being enslaved. Yet, when God gives us the little opportunity, because he never forsakes us, the opportunity to open our eyes and come back to him, people are still in that dark age. You know, my able director, my people, although I thank you very much because you never relent in preaching to us. But one thing I used to tell people, I say, if you want your life to be changed, try and see. It's no matter of like some people who used to church singing it, I have a very big God. Now is the time for people to do what? Try that big God, Chukwu Abiamah. The ultimate, the creator of the universe, the owner of mankind. It's not easy. Like, I admire what one brother was saying this morning. But how many people will understand it in that way? There is a difference between a son and adopted. You know?
Yes.
When one is adopted in a family, it's also a family. But in our place, there are some places in Biafra land. If you are not the original son of the soil, you can never be crowned as a chief.
Wadiala.
You know?
Of course.
Though we welcome them, but there are people who are the son of the soil. And I don't see why some of our people don't see these reasons. Once we go into religion, some people begin to think that, oh, why is this man saying this? Is he against Yeshua? No. That brother really make a point. Yeshua come for the Gentiles. So believing in him, it does not make you that you are not good or whatever. But they should not say that we who are the chosen children of God, who is calling God direct, is not doing the right thing. Because some of them, they used to read Old Testament, they misinterpret it. They will tell you, say, Yeshua say, if you have to come through him, if you don't come through him, you cannot go to heaven. But there was a question when I was in my town one day. Some preacher, you know, white garment church, they come to me. I was sitting with some boys in the market. So he come there. He tried to condemn them. I asked him, do you know how our forefathers, when they bring kola nut, what do they normally say? They know that there is God in heaven. They first call his name. Do you think they don't know God? Are you telling me if they die, they will not go to heaven if they obtain their righteousness in this world? I said, okay, why are they staying longer then than now? We who claim to know the best. So one thing, there's a lot of things to do for our people. But what I want to say is, let us concentrate on our defense fund. On religious matter, though, it's good to be saying about it, to be educating people on it. But director, it will take us a long way to bring back this memory of our people that has been turned upside down. So I use this opportunity to remind every Biafrans, please do your best to support our defense fund. Because all this matter of religion, of way of worship, we go around when Biafra comes. Hardship has made us to lose our senses. And I pray to Chukwu Abiyama to give us Biafra within a short time. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are also going to the line to take our last call for the morning. The truth must be spoken. You may not like it. It doesn't matter if you do or not. It's the truth. Any day you find out the reason why Christians joined with Muslims to kill you, that day you come to senses correctly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from France, and I am from Alo in Idemi local government area in Anambra State.
Thank you very much.
Director, there is something I just want to make clear to our people concerning the argument of today's religious matter. There's something I want to make clear. Our people should know who they are. I have said it last time, you know, I think maybe 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Our people should know the difference between the adoptive children and the children direct. There is something I want to read from the Bible, director. It is very, very important so that our people should know who they are.
No, they don't know.
Yes. So what I will read now, director, is in Genesis. Genesis, from the beginning. Genesis chapter 17. You can note it down, because it will help a lot of us. Genesis chapter 17. But where I am going to touch is in verse 7. But I will read it first from verse 1. Genesis chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and shall be, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and the king shall come from you. Look at now verse 7. He said, and I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you, and your descendants after you. Are you getting me now?
Of course.
I will establish my covenant. Verse 7, chapter 17, verse 7. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, forever. Everlasting forever, that is forever covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you, verse 8, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Listen, I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. You see it now?
Go ahead and read the Bible. Some people don't understand the scriptures, and actually can they are useless people. Please go ahead and read the Bible.
Verse 10 said, this is my covenant with which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised after you, forever. He said everlasting, director. Listen, it is everlasting. If anybody is preaching to you circumcision or not, this and that, Yeshua, serving, you know, praying in the name of Yeshua is not bad. It's not a bad thing. But you, a direct child chosen of God, direct child of God, you must pray to God direct, because he is your God, and you shall be his child forever. He made the covenant with our father Abraham. He said everlasting. He did not say for some generation. He said everlasting. I am not the one who wrote it. Everlasting. You see now. And that covenant of circumcision is also everlasting.
Are you circumcised?
I am circumcised, director.
And so am I circumcised, so is my son. So is Yeshua himself, I'm coming. So is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself was also circumcised. That was why when they said to him to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven. He even called upon the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. I don't know what's wrong with black people. I don't know what's wrong. Our brain is not proper.
You see, that is it. People can pray in the name of, do you know the rest? One funny thing is that somebody can be a stranger in his father's house, you know. Somebody can choose to be a stranger in his father's house. Okay, people who are, therefore, who are praying in the name of Jesus, there is no bad thing on it. But know you that you have made yourself a stranger in your father's house. That's all. But you can pray in the name of Yeshua, that is your problem. There's no problem about that, it's not a sin. But it is meant for those, the Gentiles, the people, the adoptive children of God. That is the reason why Paul said it's no more, it's neither Jew or Gentile or this or that. Everybody has come to under one umbrella. But it does not make you to forget who you are and from where you are coming from. You are originally chosen by God, through the covenant God had with our father Abraham. Abraham. He said, the covenant shall be everlasting. It is not me who wrote this thing. He said it should be everlasting. That is forever. Everlasting means forever. People should go back to this Genesis chapter 17 and read it.
Genesis chapter 17. And you, if you want to get this everlasting, it's from verse 7. And you go down, you will see the promises that God made with Abraham. And that will make you to know where to fix yourself as a child of God. Direct. Then going back to Jehovah people, kneeling down to them, for them to pray for you. It is an abomination and it will bring a curse to you. Because making your... Jesus told the woman, he said, the food that is meant for a king shall not be given to a dog. You have made yourself a dog by going there. You should now take the mantle. Take the mantle of being a child of God. That is the reason why God, when he was talking with Moses, he told Moses, when Moses reached to the Red Sea, and he was crying, well, what are we going to do? Some people are coming at our back, killing us. But the Bible told, God asked Moses, what are you having in your hand? Moses said, it's a stick. He said, okay, it's a rod. He said, touch it on the water. And Moses did it, and the water divided into two. You should know what you are having in your hand. The authority to be a child of God. The authority. The authority. You are a chosen generation. A peculiar people of God. We are a chosen and a peculiar people of God. So, stand on it, dear friends. If you want to pray in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, there's no problem. But know you that you have made yourself a stranger in your father's house. That is all I want to ask for it this morning, Director. Thank you very much, and God continue blessing you. And blessing the mother, the womb that brought you to this earth. Because that womb shall receive her own token of blessing. Thank you.
You're kind. Thank you very much. When we came to do Biafra, we said we must do so in truth and honesty. And we are doing exactly that. People say to me, why are you mixing the knowledge of God? I call it not religion. It is called the knowledge of God, who you are, your identity, your original identity, who you are. Why are we mixing it with politics and the coming on freedom fighting? Why did Lugard mix conquest and the killing of our people with Christianity? Simple. This is Radio Biafra. Here we speak the truth. If you don't like it, you can get away. But here we speak it. Oh, it's Okukobu. Biafra cannot be like any other useless African country, poverty-stricken, wretched, and backward. Biafra can never be. And the foundation for that new civilized country is starting from here on this very platform. We educate you to question things. Your assignment today is simple. Why is it that a tiny black African country on the coast of West Africa endured so much hatred from the combined forces of Christianity and Islam? The only time in the history of humanity that Christianity and Islam came together against one tiny insignificant country somewhere. Ask yourself that question again. Why did the British say you have no history? Why? When in their own map they said, here lies one of the lost tribes of the children of God. How, therefore, is it possible for communism and capitalism to combine together to snuff out the life of Biafra? Why? What are they afraid of? Any day you discover, you will know. And I thank Ojukwu, our dear brother, for what he said. Remind us of the covenant God made with Abraham. He said forever. Telling me nonsense, akweri. People who cannot listen properly. Mine is Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. You will have no other God but me. From Chukwu Abiyama. Don't worship anything else apart from me, because I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts. If you don't worship me, I will kill you. If you worship me, I will forgive your sins. I will atone on the third and on the fourth. That day we call Chukwu Abiyama God, which he is. And you will see what will happen. And failed. We are doing our own now. And you see what is going to happen. And I won't. Thank you. I may have attended English school. Came to England to study, but I'm not stupid. I am not daft. I won't know the assumption, but that is rubbish. I won't do that. Biafra can never be like any wretched banana republic African country. Never, ever, ever. And then me, Emenandu. Mr. Rugoba, come and sit down. We thank all of you very much for listening this morning. In the evening, we reconvene. And I have also, we are here. Our atonement is on the 3rd and on the 4th. That day we atone. That day we pray to Chukwu Abiama, Ekekreligwenowa. That is why to some of us here, Biafra, Akotakwe Lukala, Biafra is my own religion. Biafra is my own. Lugard brought his own when he came. A white man brought his own Lugard. I have my own direct from heaven. It's called Biafra. That is your business. Allow me to worship my own. Eventually, simple. Chukwu Abiama is God. Here is where we worship him. On this very platform, Radio Biafra, and Akoko Ahan So Chineke. Every day, morning, noon, and night. Undi ona dege mode hanjo. Dihi na ngure hapu uko sisi. Aka ayo zubo zubo. Chukwu Abiama is our rock. Any day we abandon it, we are finished. You abandon him na lekwene ibunu not today. Awusa wudu nune me akaja. Awusa wudu nune me gure ibu. Yet you don't want to learn, you don't want to listen. Here we preach it without compromise. Because in the end, history will vindicate us. We thank you for having listened. This same Chukwu Abiama will bless, guide, sustain, and keep, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, he will bless Biafra. Because Biafra is his inheritance. His inheritance. I thank you all very much for listening once again. And from me here in London, it's simply good morning.